Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ernest Addison, has revealed that its new cash reserve measures have helped in reducing excess cash in the system. The central bank earlier this year asked commercial banks to increase the fraction of CD and foreign deposits that they are holding. Now, there were fears that the move will affect fresh lending to businesses, but the Bank of Ghana governor maintained that was not the situation on the ground.
And the data that we have suggests that we have been able to do that. We also know that the credit to the private sector, from what I just read, is beginning to pick up, right? Remember, this economy is emerging from crisis. Non-performing loans are higher. The risk associated with lending are higher. So the banks have been cautious in terms of how much they lend to the private sector. Since the implementation of that policy, we are seeing credit to private sector increase, albeit not by a major amount, right? But I think the more important development is the amount of CD liquidity that the central bank has been able to withdraw.
Dr. Ernest Addison is the governor of the Bank of Ghana. Now, businesses have renewed calls for government to do more to help reduce the cost of credit in the challenging business environment. They believe that this is one of the surest ways to help them stay in business despite the current predicament facing the economy. Seth Chumakwabwa is the chief executive of the Association of Ghana Industries.
The cost of credit is also determined by the business environment. Business environment is bad and it's weak. It affects the cost of credit. And the other way around, if cost of credit is also part of the business environment. So if the cost of credit is high, people will not be able to borrow and do business and expand the scope of business and do more investment in different areas and employ more people. So a combination of the two is always important. You need to have a good business environment which will influence the cost of credit and then influence positive development in the business. So both of them must work simultaneously because they are intertwined somehow.
Chief Executive of the Association of Ghana Industries, Seth Rimakora, speaking there. More on businesses, and the board chairman of the Ghana Association of Savings and Loans Companies, Kwame Boateng, is asking the government and, of course, the Bank of Ghana to improve their support for the sector. According to him, the sector over the years has contributed significantly to the small businesses in the economy. Speaking at the Association's 14th Annual General Meeting, he called for a more collaborative effort to push for financial inclusion.
To the government, development partners, and other donors, we continue to seek your support and increase attention towards non-bank financial institutions, particularly savings and loans companies. As a critical sector driving financial inclusion, we actively support youth, women, MSME entrepreneurs, and farmers. We call for collaborative efforts to strengthen our sector, ensuring we continue to serve as agents for inclusive finance across Ghana.
And to some other stories, economist Dr. Ishmael Yamson is warning implementing price controls for cement will affect fresh investments into the country. The legislative instrument that seeks to influence cement pricing is currently before Parliament and could soon become law. But Mr. Dr. Yamson is warning that it will send some bad signal to other firms wanting to come into the country.
They know the multinationals who are here, how they are being treated today. And I can tell you the investment community is very small. News spread very fast. And that's the problem that our politicians don't know. Because when you do it to one company, you think you have done it to one company, you lie. All the investors are watching you.
You asked me to come and invest my money. But you didn't tell me before I came that, in any case, hang on, when you come and you are profitable, we will control your price. We will not think twice before I come.
You heard economist Dr. Ishmael Yamson speaking there. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report and to one of our headline stories. The National Insurance Commission has described the merger of Sanlam and Allianz operations as a major boost for the industry and will go a long way to strengthen the sector. The commission also believes this signifies more positive opportunities for the sector players. Michael Landor is the acting commissioner of the National Insurance Commission and has been speaking to Joy Business after a short ceremony to launch the new operations in Ghana.
Signals some confidence in the Ghanaian insurance market to have two of the giant insurance companies on the African landscape actually merge on the Ghanaian market. It signifies a lot of confidence. It also builds expectations of great things to look forward to. So we are very excited. You know, both Sanlam and Allianz are very huge companies across the continent, and we are looking forward to they bringing that experience, that expertise that they have from across Africa and across the globe to help us to overcome some of the challenges that is inhibiting the growth of the Ghanaian market and actually help to grow the market. As I said, the Ghanaian insurance market is still very small and we need such expertise.
Acting Commissioner for the National Insurance Commission, Michael Ando. Now, government is determined to ensure that women in cross-border trade gain more from their produce and businesses from other ECOWAS member countries. According to Deputy Minister for Trade and Industry, Nana Amaduke Isiamaje, it is part of initiatives to empower traders in the country. She disclosed this to journalists at a training program for women in cross-border trading here in Accra.
We have every intention of supporting the ordinary trader. We want the traders to excel. Not all of us can be doctors, not all of us can be carpenters, not all of us can be architects. And then some are trading and trading very well. And from our position as Ministry of Trade and Industry, we intend to ensure that all the traders are well equipped with the right information to be able to expand their various businesses. And that's the reason why we have met today.
Nana Amaduke Isiamaje is the Deputy Minister for Trade and Industry. Now, Chairman of the ECOWAS Regional Electricity Regulatory Authority, Laurent Rodrigue Tosso, believes the newly designed regional framework for the electricity market aims to establish a more integrated energy sector across the region. According to Tosso, this will enhance access to an affordable price for all consumers across the region. She was speaking at the 9th Regional Electricity Regulatory Forum here in Accra.
Call it IPP, and we want to buy and sell electricity in the region. So it is a very important and critical document to establish and all the rules functioning for the electricity market and be sure that it's and aligned with all the process of the treaty who is signed within the country members in the.
Laurent Rodrigue Tosso is the chairman of the ECOWAS Regional Electricity Regulatory Authority, speaking at the 9th Regional Electricity Regulatory Forum in Accra. Time now for pension tape, and for your pension tape on MoneyLab, we'll share with you what an annuity plan is and why you should talk to your pension fund manager about it.
Welcome to MoneyLab. Welcome to MoneyLab. I am Esther Frimpomamafo, the Head of Finance for Enterprise Trustees. In our last episode, we had a discussion on DDEP. Today, we'll talk about an investment option for your pension funds after retirement, an annuity plan. An annuity plan is a financial product that involves converting lump sum of money, often from pension funds, into a series of regular payments over a specified period, typically for the rest of the retiree's life. The primary benefit of an annuity plan is the assurance of a steady and predictable income stream throughout your retirement years. An annuity plan helps mitigate the risks of outliving your savings, providing a sense of financial security in your post-employment phase. Till we come your way again, remember to plan well and retire well.
Esther Frimpomamafo is the Head of Finance at Enterprise Trustees Limited with today's edition of Pension Tape on MoneyLab, explaining to us what an annuity plan is and why you should talk to your pension fund manager about it. Well, that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Now, this is the year to stop singing and talking about shopping and enjoying life. Just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly, and you could be one of them winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be 3 monthly draws, and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point, or via Ecobank Mobile to stand the chance of winning. Other prizes include 4 vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from now to July 31. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 cedis deposits earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Thanks so much for your company. Always a pleasure serving you. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and Ignition is next. Enjoy.
Joy 99.7 FM. money challenge and enjoyment.
We know say problem day, but you for chop life. Simply deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your EcoBank account at your nearest branch, Express Point, or through EcoBank Mobile to win your share of over 1 million cedis in prizes in the EcoBank Million Gang promo, EMG. Be one of over 7,000 people to be rewarded.
Hey, my God.
Yes, so over 7,000 people go chop soft life from May to July 31. 2024. Be an EcoBank customer or be square. Remember, every 500 Ghana Cedi deposit earns you a point for the EcoBank Million Gang today. EMG. Deposit today and win your share of 1.2 million in cash and prizes. A better way to enjoy life. A better way. A better Africa. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank.
This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform.
Super Hits Radio, Joy 99.7.
Good afternoon. May I please have your attention for the afternoon's batch of funeral announcement? Rabaman Pinging Atakofi, Kona Ebusia Pinging George Kudia, Obatan Kwekwata, and brothers and sisters, Eja Kojo Abiu, Opinging Emmanuel Yao Frimpong, teacher, management and staff of FEDCO Limited Ghana and the Methodist Church Ghana, Bethesda Society, Aguna Sridro, announced the call to glory of their beloved Daniel Zhao Kui, a.k.a. Brad Dan. He was 50. Funeral arrangements are as follows. Laying in state, Friday, 2nd August 2024, at 10 p.m. at house number WE165-8, Raba Estate, near Alata Semina Fumu, Aguna Sridro. Burial service, Saturday, 3rd August 2024, at 9 a.m. at Bethesda Methodist Society, near Swesbu, Aguna Sridro. Interment, Sridro Cemetery. Funeral rites, Saturday, 3rd August 2024, at Raba Funeral Grounds. Thanksgiving service, Sunday, 4th August 2024, at 8 a.m. at Bethesda Methodist Society, and then to Raba Funeral Grounds for final funeral rites. Widow, Rebecca Anderson. Children, Bridget Abakwe Bakwe, brothers and sisters, mother, Auntie Ama Jesiwa, siblings, Justina Mama Kwe, Samu Kwe. Attire, Saturday is red and black, Sunday is black and white. All friends and sympathizers are cordially invited. The burial and Thanksgiving service is announced for our beloved late Mrs. Gladys Kate Obing, a.k.a. Araba Adadzawa Abaka Wilson. She was 84. Pre-burial and burial service, Friday, 2nd August 2024, at the St. John Methodist Church, New Achimota, Accra, at 7 a.m. Interment at the Methodist Cemetery, Apam, at 1 p.m. Thanksgiving service will be on the 4th of August 2024 at the St. Peter's Methodist Church, Mile 7, Accra. Time is 9 a.m. All friends and sympathizers are cordially invited. End of the afternoon's batch of funeral announcement. Ignition with Akofa is up next. You want to stay?